The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries.
I prophetically decree to somebody under my voice, your wait is over. Your change is beginning right now.
Hello, Kingdom Living. Thank you for joining us for our broadcast. You're going to be so excited. I'm coming to you from Jerusalem. The old city is right here to my right, and right behind me is the gate of heaven. The Bible calls it the gate of heaven. Men calls it today the Western Wall. This is the place right behind me where Abraham offered Isaac, put him on the altar, and God provided a ram. Jacob wrestled with the angel. The first temple was built, the second temple, the third temple will be built. This is where really it all started and where it all will end. And I'm coming to you. In fact, when you hear the broadcast, I will possibly be just getting back from Israel the day you hear it, the day before, or just a short time before. So this is a fresh broadcast made just a few hours, a few days before you hear it. So I thank you for joining us. This is going to be miracle day on the broadcast, miracle night. Whatever time you hear, this is going to be a season, a broadcast for miracles. As I talk to you about miracles, I'm in a miracle land. Like I said, this is where it all started. This is where it all will end, in the land of Israel. Jesus was born here. He ascended here. He's going to descend, put his feet here, right close to where I'm at. And two prophets are going to be here. It's just an exciting place. But I want to talk to you on this broadcast about miracles. You can see them. Oh, isn't that beautiful? The Israel flag in the background. Once again, right there behind me is the gate of heaven, the remains of the temple that survived hundreds and hundreds of years and many, many wars. But this is going to be a miracle broadcast. I decree it, a miracle broadcast. So let's get into the word of the Lord. You know, we were made for miracles. You and I, as God's people, kingdom people, were made for miracles. Listen to this verse in Isaiah 8:18. I and the children of Israel are for signs and wonders. That's what Moses said. He said, we are for signs and wonders. We were made for miracles. We were made. We're God's people. We should be signs and wonders to the world. Miracles ought to be common for you and I. I live in a realm of miracles. I couldn't be on television, couldn't be going around the world, supporting ministries around the world, feeding people, providing shoes, providing Bibles, paying my payroll. I'm just from Arkansas, and I struggled in school, had to have a private tutor. I had an encounter with God, and here I am literally reaching the nations of the world. Even the broadcast alone is available in almost 200 nations. I am a miracle. I am the most unlikely to succeed, but it's a miracle that I have and I did, and I give God the praise. Miracles ought to be common for you and I. Miracles ought to be common in our church services. Miracles shouldn't happen once in a while. Miracles shouldn't happen maybe once or twice a year. Miracles ought to be common. So let's look at the Word of God. Miracles. The greatest proof of the resurrection is miracles. The greatest proof that Jesus is alive is miracles. Let's look at Genesis 18, verse 14. The earlier part of this chapter, the Lord appeared to Abraham. Abraham, his name was changed to later, so we'll just call him Abraham. The Lord appears unto him, and God tells him in verse 10, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. Now, if God would have spoke this to a 20-year-old couple, a couple in their 30s, even in their 40s, that would not have been something so unusual. But God spoke this to a man who was almost 99 and a woman who was right at 90. The man was almost 100, he was 99, and the woman was 90. So this is not something that happens every day. Now, come on, you know it don't happen every day. For that to happen, it would take a miracle. For that to happen, it would take a miracle. For some of you, to get what God's promised you, to get what you're believing for, it would take a miracle. God is a miracle working God. Now let's notice verse 12. Sarah heard this and she laughed within herself. And the Bible says, she said, after I have waxed old, shall I have pleasure in my Lord Abraham being old also? In other words, Sarah said within herself, how am I going to have a son? I'm old and my husband's old. Here's what I want to bring to your attention. God asked a question. Oh, glory to God. Is there any, verse 14, Genesis 18, verse 14, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? There's nothing too hard for God. I love the song, Don't Tell Me He Can't Do It. Listen, I've been around the world. I have seen the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. I have seen, amen, marriages restored. God's used our ministry greatly to see people delivered off of drugs. I've seen the dead raised. I've seen the miracle power of God. I am telling you, there is nothing God cannot do. There's nothing too hard for God. See, there's some things I can do and you can do, and there's some things we can't do. There's sometimes that a doctor can help, but sometimes a doctor can't help. Sometimes a doctor does everything they can do. Sometimes a doctor can help. Sometimes they can give you a treatment, medicine, and help. Other times the doctor says, sorry, I can't help. There's times a banker can help you, and there's times a banker probably says, I'm sorry, I can't help. There's times that when you're in trouble, your family can rescue you, and there's other times your family can't do anything. But our God can do anything. He don't just specialize in one thing. He can be whatever you need. If you need a doctor, he can be that doctor. Doctors deal with the human body. Bankers deal in your finances. Psychologists deal with your mind, your emotions. Lawyers deal with the law. But God, even when it comes to doctors, let me tell you, he don't just specialize in hearts or our lungs. He'll be any kind of doctor you need, a chiropractor. He'll be a dentist, an eye doctor, a heart doctor. Whatever you need, he'll be whatever you need, whenever you need it, and wherever you need it. In Exodus 3, when Moses asked God, after he saw the bush on fire but not consumed, he asked God, he said, okay, if I go to deliver God's people, who am I going to tell them delivered them or sent me? Who am I going to tell them sent me? You know what God said to Moses? But all the things he could have said, out of everything God could have told Moses, verse 14, he said in Exodus 3, verse 14, I am that I am. You tell them that the I am that I am has sent you. Listen, how did God introduce himself as the I am? If you study that in the Hebrew, what it means is I will be who I will be. If you need a doctor, he will be your doctor. If you need a psychologist, he will be your psychologist. If you need a lawyer, I can tell you from experience, he can be your lawyer and you can win in the courtroom. If you need whatever, he will be what you need him to be, and I don't care what you need. He can be anything, do anything. Ephesians 3, verse 20, what does it say? He is able, Paul said, to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever you ask or think according to the power that worketh in you. Our God is a miracle worker. It don't matter what you need. Listen to this broadcast. You hear me from the city of Jerusalem. Our God is able, and our God will give you a miracle. Do what David did in Psalms 121, verse 1. During a time of trouble, he said, I'm going to lift mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. What do you need from God? What do you need done? Lift up your eyes to the hills from which cometh your help. I've got to take a break, and I'm going to be right back. For you that joined us late, I am here in the city of Jerusalem. Right behind me is the gate of heaven. Right behind me is the most largest open portal on earth. And God said in 2 Chronicles 7:15, every prayer you pray in this place, I will hear, and my eyes are continually on this place. And you can come with me, because I'm coming back September the 12th. I'm bringing a tour, no shots, no tests required. It's open up. It's a wonderful trip, 11-day, all-inclusive. Here's information about it, along with some other things, then I'll be right back.
It is such an honor that you would watch and listen to Kingdom Living broadcasts. But I want to make known to you another opportunity. Not only by television can you connect to the prophet, but every Monday night, your prophetic connection, you can join by Bobby Hogan YouTube, Facebook, bobbyhogan.org, or by calling 319-527-9604. It's at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 5 Pacific. During this time, I prophetically teach, prophesy, make decrees, declarations. Sometimes a prophet will join with me. I want you to join us. That's every Monday night, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Your prophetic connection. When you connect with the prophet, you will be blessed.
Okay, we are back coming to you from the city of Jerusalem, and I want to continue this prophetic word on miracles. God is a miracle working God. The Bible is a book of miracles. Genesis 1 starts with miracles. The earth was empty, void, darkness, and God began to speak, and God began to say. And what happened? Everything God said come to pass. God began to make things out of nothing. He speaks the world into existence. Then he breathes into a handful of dust, and man becomes a living soul. In the Old Testament, God works miracles. And then you find, as we go into the New Testament, when God robed himself in flesh and became man, what do we find? Miracles continued. Miracles continued. In fact, in John 5:19, Jesus said, "Everything I do, I've already seen the Father do." Isn't that powerful? Everything I do, I've already seen the Father do. When he come to earth, God, through Jesus, what happened? He continued working miracles. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He delivered the bound. He worked miracles continually. And I love John 21:25. If every one of those miracles could be written down, I suppose that even the world could not have room for the books that would be written. Somebody needs to shout out loud, "My God is a miracle working God." You need to talk to your problem and tell your problem, "My God is a miracle working God." See, we have been taught in the church to tell God about our mountain, but we need to tell our mountain about our God. What did Jesus say? You speak to the mountain. You have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed. You speak to the mountain and you say, "Be removed," and it shall be removed. Speak to your body. Speak to your finances. Speak to your mind. Speak to your situation. Speak to your problem. Speak to it and say, "My God is a miracle working God. There's nothing, I repeat, that God cannot do. There's things I can't do. There's things you can't do. But there's nothing God can't do." When you see something you can't do, always remember, God can do it. I'm talking to somebody right now prophetically. That situation in your family, that body that's in pain, the bad report. I'm talking to somebody, oh my, my, the court case coming up, the financial situation. God can move. He's a miracle working God. Some of you are in pain right now. You got a report from the doctor. Let me say to you, God don't only have to heal your body. If you got heart trouble, God can give you a new heart. If you got lung trouble, God can give you a new lung. God has a warehouse. I seen a vision of God's warehouse, and it's full of gifts for his people. God's got all kinds of gifts. There's cars, houses, body parts, wedding rings in the warehouse. You just have to have the faith to reach up into the spirit world and pull it down into the natural world. You need to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." If it can be done, God can do it. If it can't be done, God can still do it. A miracle is only a miracle when you have a problem you can't solve. I want to say that again. A miracle's only a miracle when you have a problem you can't solve. I love this definition of the word miracle by Darius Daniel. A miracle is when God makes something happen that couldn't happen, shouldn't happen, and wouldn't happen if God didn't make it happen. Did you hear that? That makes me want to shout. A miracle is when something happens that couldn't happen, shouldn't happen, and wouldn't happen unless God made it happen. That's what some of you need right now. There's something that there's no way it could happen. It couldn't happen, it shouldn't happen, and it wouldn't happen. But I'm prophesying God's gonna make it happen. I'm prophesying to you from one of the largest open heavens on earth. Just a few feet behind me, maybe 300 feet, is the gate of heaven. I'm telling you, God's getting ready to give a miracle to you. Some of you need a miracle in your business. You need a miracle in your church or ministry. You need a miracle for your dream to come to pass, your vision to become a reality. I hear again something, a miracle in your body. And I'm telling you, a miracle, God cannot touch your heart or your lungs or your kidneys. A miracle is when God, what? He can give you new heart, new lung, new kidneys. A miracle, God bypasses time. Almost every miracle in the Bible, everything Jesus did, all the sick he healed, the demon possessed he set free, the dead he raised, I think all of them, to my ability, my knowledge, happened instantly, at least within 24 hours. So I want you to believe that in the next 24 hours, you're going to get a miracle. You're going to get a miracle. Some of you can be right now during the broadcast, but some of you are going to get a phone call, a letter, an email, a knock on your door. I'm telling you, you're going to feel something in your body change. God can put money in your bank account. I've had so many miracles with finances. It couldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen unless God makes it happen. And he can make it happen. A miracle, God bypasses time. You know, there's so many stories. My time's almost come and gone. When Peter went fishing and he come back and caught nothing, and Jesus borrowed his boat, and Peter sold his boat, S-O-W-E-D, into the ministry of Jesus, and Jesus got out on the lake or the water and talked to the people on shore. When you sow a seed, you get a harvest. Peter sowed a seed. He loaned his boat. After Jesus preached, he said, cast your net. Go on out. Cast your net on the right side. Peter said, we fished all night. We haven't caught nothing. And that Peter could have got an attitude and said, Jesus, you're a teacher. I'm a fisherman. You stay with preaching and teaching. I'll stay with fishing. And the fish are not biting, because fish at nighttime is in Bible days when they caught the fish. But Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down a net. He didn't let down nets like Jesus said. He let down a net. What happened? The net got full and began to break. And they began to put the fish on the ships, the boats, and they began to sink. When did the fish quit coming? When the net began to break. Oh, glory to God. The lady that went to the prophet, and they were coming for her creditors, and she said, I have nothing but a little oil. When he asked her what she had, he told her what to do. Pour the oil. Borrow vessels. She borrowed all these vessels. She started pouring. Question, where did the oil come from? Her bottle only had a little oil. It was supernatural. Second question, when did the oil stop flowing? When there were no more vessels. But here I want to close with this. How many fish did Peter catch? It was a great catch. How much money did he make? He made it how quick? In a matter of 30 minutes. How long would it have took him on a regular fishing days to catch that many? How long would it have took the woman? She was almost at the point of losing her kids, her sons. But what happened? She come to the prophet. He said, pay your bills and live on the rest. How long did it take her to become debt free and pay all her bills? Just a short time. I'm prophesying right now, a miracle. God bypasses time. What should take 5 years can take 5 minutes. What the doctor says would take 2 years can take 2 weeks. No, 24 hours. We got to break for big things. Money that it should take, amen, months and years, money tied up. They said you wasn't going to get for a long time. Let's believe for a quick work. What couldn't be, shouldn't be, and wouldn't be happens because God makes it happen. Are you ready for a miracle? I want to prophesy miracles right now. In the financial realm, as people sow their seed, I prophesy miracles. I prophesy new hearts, new kidneys, new eardrum on the right ear. I prophesy bones being healed, new bones being created. I prophesy new eyesight. I prophesy miracles in every area, families, churches, ministries, every area, in the name of Jesus. I decree it. I declare it. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. It's miracle broadcast. It's miracle day. And I tell you, coming to you right here from the city of Jerusalem, I've been coming here for 45 plus years, and I only have 2 minutes and 35 seconds. But I am coming to you after I've released this word, I repeat, from the largest open portal in heaven, the gate of heaven, the largest open portal to heaven. Right here where I'm at, 300 feet, is the wall, the gate of heaven. I have decreed miracles. Now I am asking everyone, I am challenging you as your prophet to sow a miracle seed. Finances come through seeds. Financial miracles come through seeds. And as I am here at the gate of heaven, I heard two figures. I want to challenge every one of you to a $77 seed. And you tell the operator, if you call me, if you call the office, if you write, if you go by Cash App, however you sow, you put it's my miracle seed. And you tell what you're believing for a miracle in. There's some of you can sow $777 miracle seed. That seed going into the ground, to the kingdom, will produce something just like a seed going into the ground in the earth, going into good ground. It rains, the seed brings forth an amazing harvest because there's a thus saith God behind it, going back to Genesis. Every seed bring forth after its kind. In the kingdom, there's a thus saith God behind your seed. You give and it shall be given back. I want you to call it your miracle seed. Your miracle seed. Please, if you write me, if you call, you tell the operator, I'm sowing my miracle seed and I'm believing for a miracle. No, you can't buy a miracle. But God honors faith, and a seed is an act of faith. Faith without works is dead, as the body is dead without the spirit. There's several of you right now, you're feeling that inside of you. Your spirit is fluttering. You're feeling that leaping for $777 seed. Many of you from throughout America and the nation, $77 seed. And some of you, I'm challenging you. You can't sow $7.77 or $77. Sow $17.77. But don't go down to that if you're able to go above to the other figures. The way to give is on the screen. I decree miracles coming to you from the gate of heaven, your prophet, Bobby Hogan. This is a miracle broadcast. Itomosataya. Receive miracles. You and your body, do something you couldn't do. Couldn't bend over. Couldn't hear out of one ear. Start, cover your good ear up. Go check your banking account online. I'm telling you, get ready for 24-hour miracles. Your prophet, Bobby Hogan.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries. If you have been blessed by this prophetic broadcast, prayerfully consider sowing a seed and help us continue preaching the word with a message of faith and hope. You may contact the ministry by calling 479-755-8888 or writing to us at Kingdom Living P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. You may also visit our website at www.bobbyhogan.org.